This is the Evolve Marriage Podcast, episode 39. Today we're talking about how to survive the holidays in three simple steps and like enjoy them and like stay married.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
Hi, this is Kate.
And this is Eric.
And this is the Evolved Marriage Podcast,
where we have fun with growth and connection.
Thanks for joining us.
All right, let's go.
Hey you.
Hi.
Hey you. Are we still doing the hey you?
Hey you.
Hey you to the one person who's listening still.
Okay, we have like 10 listeners now. Let's just like pretend our listenership is growing.
Yeah, you is still, I think plural is still you. Yous?
Hey yous.
Hey yous.
That's so Canadian.
You. Hey yous. Yous should know what you're talking about.
No, let's not say yous. That's so grammatically incorrect.
Man, we're back. We've been like kind of peppering in interviews and peppering in us.
Just a little bit. I think it was like we needed to get some brains in our thing to sound like we knew what we were doing instead of just like us, like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Y'all.
People are just like sick and tired of hearing our banter.
Yeah. You want to hear my banter?
Yes, go.
I just got my butt kicked in yoga. Like legit got my butt kicked.
I love it.
Like I love yoga and I'm like, oh, I'm going to put on this nice video. It's a flow. Holy my goodness, I should have read the title. It was intermediate flow and she kicked my behind and it hurt. Did you hear me moaning and groaning in there?
I saw that, yeah.
It was very dangerous.
You were so sweaty. It looked like you took a shower.
No, I didn't.
Did you take a shower in your
yoga
clothes?
Look at me. I'm not sweaty. I didn't even sweat.
You look great.
It's like a glow. It's my glow.
All right, let's dive into that. Holidays are around the corner.
Ho, ho, ho.
It's a stressful time for most people. Right? Because all the stories they make up in their heads, all the social contracts they make up,
all the
things they got to do, the stuff they've got to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as we're kind of like, yeah, we go our own way. We do what we want. Like, that's not true. Like, we still also experience stress.
As in me and you?
Me and you.
Oh, yes, sir. We experience stress.
Yeah, lots of
stress. Especially with kids.
So really when we decided to talk about this episode, we were talking about how do we help couples do what we do during the holidays? You know, some of the foundations that we've created in our marriage so that at the end of the holidays, we're not like, that absolutely sucked. I cannot wait to go back to work. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to just end this holiday because it's exhausting.
Yeah. So this episode is actually for the two of us to like talk this out so we don't hate our holidays because I got 2 weeks off. Yeah.
What we find is, you know, when couples aren't focused on prioritizing their marriage, right? Typically what it leads to is them feeling super disconnected, them prioritizing everyone else's needs, right? The kids, mm-hmm. the in-laws, the families,
Guilty.
The neighbors, the cookie parties. And what typically happens is, you know, we're super stressed out and we don't know what to do with it. And we often take it out on each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what we wanted to talk about was, you know, really diving into what typically happens during the holidays. What are some of the things that we really need to remove if you want to make sure you're staying connected? And in the end, we're going to give you guys three simple things you can do to really level up how you feel during and after the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Just so when you come out of the holidays, you're not feeling completely depleted, completely disconnected, and absolutely ready to get it over with.
And I think we have this idea that, hey, the holiday has to be fun. It has to be pleasurable. It's a great time of the year. So nobody better make a fuss. Like mm-hmm. nobody better be the cause of the problem.
I'm the person. I'm like that person who's like, I don't want to be the problem. So I'm going to do everything to keep the peace. But in the end, I come out of it like completely exhausted. I feel like I got nothing out of it.
Yeah. And also, I mean, there's so much emotional regulation that happens mm-hmm. during the holidays, right? Because not only do you typically think about all the new people that we're going to be visiting who aren't mm-hmm. typically, you know, in our home living with us, but then you're also, because you're such a loving, caring person, which can sometimes be a double-edged sword, you're also worried about me, right? Mm-hmm. Where you're like, is Eric enjoying himself? He's in that corner there crying, you know, like.
He's in a fetal position. I don't know why he's not happy. Hey, Eric, are you okay?
Right. But I do think, you know, all joking aside, I do think that you often prioritize everyone else's happiness, which a lot of people do, right? Especially mothers. And to be honest, you know, as men, I mean, if you're not happy, typically I'm also unhappy.
You're trying to fix me.
Yeah.
You're trying to fix the situation. How do I make my wife as happy as possible?
Yeah. Because I'm angry at everybody else now. And I'm like, hey, can anybody see Kate? So, you know, I agree. There's so much emotional regulation that goes on. And what we really want to talk about is get into three things that we can do in order to help couples and help ourselves, right? This holiday.
Man.
Yeah. Really feel connected, feel together, and really anchor ourselves. So at the end of the holiday, we're not just angry, pissed off, resentful, and exhausted.
Or in a fetal position in the corner of crying. Your in-law's basement. Right. Hey, oh, exactly. No. Anyways, that's so like a, on with that's the a very program. High
bar. That's a very high bar. Like, not in a fetal position is a super win.
Yeah, like, I didn't get in a fetal position this year. Yay!
One of the things this episode is going to do is make people realize how great their holidays are compared to mine. And okay. That in itself will make them happy.
Yeah. Full disclosure, Eric's never been in a fetal position. Except when it was on our bathroom floor.
Okay, so number one, let's try to get serious here and really help people out. So number one, the priority needs to be planning, right?
Oh, front loading. Gosh. Yeah, like if this is something you haven't done yet, get a pencil, push pause on this podcast and go plan your flipping holidays.
So this is a big part of the issue. I think a lot of couples right now are hearing this and be like, well, I already did that. Go on to number two. But, you know, when Kate and I talk about planning, we talk about what our priorities are and how do we plan to make sure that those are happening.
Right. Because technically, because we've had a discussion of what we're doing on Christmas, to us, we could say, check, we've planned.
Yeah.
That's not planning.
Like the calendar is done. Yeah, that's a part of it.
It's part of it. It's a good start.
Create some security.
Right.
But when we're talking about planning, we're talking about how can you plan your holiday to prioritize connection with each other and also connection with your immediate family while you're out visiting other people. Right. One of the things that you and I started doing a few years back is we started to think about ways of how can we stay connected to each other, right, in close proximity, enjoying each other's company, within these other groups of people.
Right. What we've decided to do a lot of times when we go to people's homes is literally kick people out of their seats to ask them, you know, can I sit beside my husband, or find a couple of seats that are close to each other. So, you know, when we're sitting at that huge dinner table, we're trying to find places where we can actually sit together. You know, we might not be talking, we might not be part of the same conversation, but I'm, you know, touching your leg, rubbing your shoulder, rubbing your arms. And that makes me feel like secure. It makes me feel like, hey, my Eric is beside me. I feel so good. So that's one of the ways that we've decided that, like, this was very important for us.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I think a lot of times just understanding the environment that we're going to be in and thinking about it ahead of time, how are we going to stay connected to each other? And oftentimes it's literally as simple as, you know, we'll be at a party or we'll be hanging out with a crowd of people. And every once in a while, we'll just look at each other, right? Through kind of this chaos that's happening.
I was about to say that.
Right. And you'll kind of give me a nod and a smile, right? A little bit of a wink. There's a little bit of flirtation there, some sexual energy, which is really great.
Walk by each other, grab each other's butt.
And so really it's about, you know, when you're planning, how do you plan connection with your partner in this traveling, in visiting people, in the holidays? And the other thing that we plan, which is really a priority for us, is planning downtime, right? That not only creates a lot of security for you, because I think you love understanding what's going to be happening in the day, when are we leaving, when are we going. But for me, who's a little more of an introvert and I need a lot of rest and recuperation, you know, on my own, it really gives me an idea of like, okay, cool, on Christmas Day, right, there's going to be 2 hours where it's just going to be us chilling. That's going to be the time when I can go for a walk. That's the time when I can do things. And I talk to you about that, right? I say, hey, so in the morning we're very busy and then there's kind of a 2-hour span. Well, in that time, I'm going to be reconnecting to myself.
Right.
So then in the evening, I can go back and socialize and crush that. And so not only does planning rest time create a lot of security for me, because I'm like, cool, I'm gonna get some time to recuperate, but it also creates a lot of security for you, because you're not guessing during that rest time, like, when are we leaving? Like, are we gonna leave soon? Are we staying soon? Like, is Eric gonna be back soon? It's like, no, we made this agreement that we're gonna leave at this time. So I trust that Eric's gonna be back by 4 o'clock.
Exactly.
So we can head out.
Exactly. And I think that this kind of brings us to, when you're planning, keep it simple. Keep your plans simple. You don't have to say yes to everything. What works for you? What is it that you as a couple are desiring to do this year? And keep it to what is important for you guys. By keeping it simple, by learning to say no to many things, you're saying yes to time with yourself. You're saying yes to time as a couple. You're not necessarily saying yes to everybody else that's outside of your couple bubble and ignoring your most important relationship.
Yeah.
So I think it's so, so, so important that when you're planning, keep it as simple as possible. And sometimes that can be hard for couples to agree on, right?
Yeah, and the last thing I want to mention is when you're planning, sit down and ask yourself, how do we want to feel at the end of this holiday?
Mm-hmm.
How do I want to feel? And what are some things that need to happen in order for me to create that feeling?
Right.
Right. And that's a great place to start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sharing that with your partner. Mm-hmm. Don't keep that to yourself, because if I want to feel relaxed and Eric wants to feel like he's connected and had, you know, this great time and had so much fun, you know, those two things can clash. So it's important for me to tell Eric, you know, I want to relax. I want to feel rested at the end. And Eric's like, I want to feel like I've connected with every person in the world. You would never say that. That would really surprise me if you said that. But it's very important for us to communicate that with each other so that I know what your priorities are. I know what your expectations are. And then we can help as we're planning. We can prioritize these different things, make sure that they're respected and met.
So the second thing is to prioritize joy, fun, and especially play.
Right. And thinking of, you know, what does that look like for you as an individual? What does that look like as a couple?
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to, you know, really saying yes to the things that matter most to you so that you can show up in a way that's playful and fun, and you can, you know, initiate games. And hey, guys, I brought this new game I got for Christmas. Like, let's play it.
Yeah. And I think it's really important to get really clear on what brings you joy. What is the type of play that you like? What is the type of fun that you like?
Mm-hmm.
Because it might be a little bit different, especially if you haven't been enjoying the holidays for a long time, right? You might show up a little bit differently.
Right.
And until you can get really clear in terms of like, hey, like this is what I love doing at these outings, or this is what I want to see during the holidays, or this is the things, the activities that I want to do.
Yeah.
Right. One of the things that we do as a family is we go sliding.
Mm-hmm.
So literally Christmas morning, we wrap up gifts. And then in the afternoon, we go sliding as a family.
We unwrap the gifts. Yes.
Right. What did I say?
You wrap them up.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, we don't wrap them up.
No, we definitely unwrap them.
Yeah.
And then we make sure. Yeah. We make sure to take time to get outside, get fresh air, mm-hmm. laugh, have fun, get full of snow, get exhausted because of all the fresh air. And then we are able to like show up to the outings much better, much more refreshed.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun to do that. I always look forward to that.
You know, in order to prioritize joy, fun, and connection, you really have to be in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And being in that moment means that you're not rushing to the next thing.
We said we'd have brunch, and then after brunch, we have to go outside. And then after that, we have to do this. That's definitely taking away from the joy and fun, because like you said, you're always, okay, what's next? What's next? You can't ever be in the moment.
Yeah, I love that. So the last one we want to do is we really want to be able to anchor ourselves and anchor our relationship.
Right.
Right. So what we mean by that, even though the holidays are happening, you really want to make sure that you're able to find your anchor and that you can find ways to connect in your marriage in a way that really tethers you together, right?
Mm-hmm.
That creates a strong foundation either every morning or at night, where you can kind of continue to seize the day and show up to these events and for each other in a powerful way.
Right, exactly. Not forgetting that just because it's the holidays, you have to put aside your little daily things you do together. You know, if you sit together and have coffee in the morning, well, just because it's the holidays, don't rush through that. Take the time to do that thing where you guys anchor with mm-hmm. each other every morning. Or if it's at night, you guys go to bed together. Well, then make sure that at the holidays, you plan to go home at the same time and go to bed with each other. After a chaotic day, if you can come home and do that thing you're used to, you can stick to that and understand that, whew, okay, at least, you know, this is normal.
Yeah, you can add anchors to your planning.
Mm-hmm.
So the example that I gave when I'm, you know, going to take a walk in
yes.
the afternoon, right? That's the way that I anchor. Maybe it's working out and mm-hmm. you want to make sure you get your workout in. As a couple, right? One of the ways that we usually anchor is to take a shower together,
right?
At the end of the day, we take a hot shower together and we go to bed at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are all ways that we can really create this really strong foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So then we can go into these different activities while always remaining connected.
We understand that sometimes you're traveling during the holidays. Sometimes you're visiting people out of town. You're in places you don't quite know. But that doesn't mean that you can't continue to rely on those anchors in order to ground yourself and ground your couple. Because if you think of this anchoring part, this is the most important part of your holidays.
Mm-hmm.
It's the part that's going to bring you back to each other and to yourself so that you can show up better in every situation that you were putting yourself in.
It allows you to go through these situations, which can often be overwhelming, but in a way that is calming, because you're really tethered not only to yourself, because you know what's coming. You know, tomorrow I'm going to take some time for myself to catch a breath. But also you are committed to connecting with your partner once a day, twice a day, right? Whatever that looks like for you. And this doesn't have to be overly complicated. Like you said, even, you know, when you're traveling, when you and I travel and we're at our friends or family members for weeks at a time, right? You and I will go on a quick walk around the block, or I'll take some time and be in the RV and I'll just read for 10 minutes on my own, right?
Yeah.
Maybe listen to music on my headphones. And so these are all ways that you can just reconnect with yourself. And again, ways that you can reconnect with your partner is really important, because you can often lose sight of this healthy foundation.
It's easy to fall in that trap of pleasing everyone else in the holidays and forgetting that you're not showing up for yourself. And because of that, you're not showing up for your spouse. And you're going to come back at the end of your holidays and be completely exhausted and depleted. And then you're definitely not going to be showing up for your spouse or yourself, because you're not going to have the energy to. You're going to be too lost in, I need to rest. I need to recuperate from this. This was too much.
And they might be looking and searching for connection. And you're like, no, I'm sorry. I need some space. I was totally overwhelmed, because you never took time for yourself during these holidays. You never took 5 minutes a day to just take a breath, reset for a bit. And also you never took 5 minutes a day to reconnect with your partner and affirm, hey, we're in this together. I know it's overwhelming sometimes, but it's so fun. It's so joyful. I don't want anybody else by my side while we're doing this amazing holiday together. And you want to be reaffirming that constantly.
Right, exactly. Right? Really, it's important. So important to me that you're here. It means so much to me that we're doing this together. When it comes to anchoring, like you said earlier, make sure that when you're planning, that you're taking the time. When am I going to anchor? What does that look like for me, for myself? I'm going to let Eric know, like, you know, Eric, I need your help. Like, I need to find time every day, 10 minutes every day to get out, at least 10 minutes just to go for a walk, have some time alone. I'm going to stay in bed an extra 5 minutes every morning.
The three things that we really want you to take away from this episode is, you know, number one, make sure you plan your holidays and not just in a way of who's going to bring the turkey and who's going to bring the bean casserole or whatever you decide.
And how many things are we going to say yes to?
Yeah. And what presents we got to buy, like all that stuff is important. But what's even more important is, how are we going to connect? How are we going to take time to anchor ourselves, anchor to each other? And also, how are we going to take time to prioritize joy, fun, and connection? So that once the planning is all done and we know we're going to have these pockets of rest, we know where we're going to show up, we know what we've said no to, then we can really be in the moment, find that joy and fun, right? Which is the second thing. And again, as we said, anchoring, which is extremely important. This is the foundation of everything. Anchor yourself to yourself, right? Make sure that you yourself put the oxygen mask on first. And then look to your partner and make sure that they're okay. Make sure that things are going well for them, just like they're going to do the same for you. Before you go out and you serve everyone during the holidays and you run yourself rampant and you have a lot of fun, but make sure that you really anchor yourself in a powerful way.
Absolutely.
So that wraps us up for this episode of the Evolve Marriage Podcast. As usual, you can check us out at evolvemarriage.com for everything we do. But as usual, please like and subscribe on this podcast. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out. And more than anything, if you find you've gotten value out of this or know somebody who might get some value, please share it with them to help us co-create this movement of really impacting marriages all over the world. We love you.
Thanks for being here.
Bye.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.